All right, before we get to the, and I quote all of you guys on Twitter, the catchiest gets stuck in your head theme song of all time. I forgot to put something, this is Logan, by the way, in case you want to know. I forgot to put something in the main show, which I was supposed to share from the people at Pod Cruise. So here's the deal about the Pod Cruise. Last week I said, yeah, the sale's going to end Friday. That's it. After that, prices could go up, so on and so on, but they'd still be open. Well, I was able to actually hold off a group of rooms because of how many people signed up the last few weeks. Norwegian gave us permission to save not a ton of rooms, but we have a few left in our group at that same price. The only difference is now it's $50 per person to secure your cabin. It's about $100. You can do that still on podcruise.com. The big point about that is we cannot control when Norwegian says, okay, we're taking the rooms back. So I need you guys to do it. If you want to come on the Pod Cruise, again, it's fully refundable still, and we need you to do it now. Podcruise.com. Again, put down your $50 per person deposit, and you'll get your room secured. It'll be great. And we look forward to seeing you guys out there. It's going to be a blast. BLT is by far leading the pack at how many people are coming, so it's going to be a blast with everyone who enjoys listening to this show. And Dylan, who does this catchy theme song that's about to hit, he's right now planning on coming, and he said he would do it live. So do you want to be part of a BLT theme song sing-along? I bet you do. Podcruise.com. Let's do it.
Bart and Logan are friends who met on the internet. Yeah, Logan and Tim are also friends who met on the internet. And Tim and Bart are buddies too. Now it's the three of them and you. Lots of danger at every corner, fighting androids and lots of monsters. Much more than a podcast. Well, I guess it's only a podcast. And now it's time for a podcast.
Ooh. Welcome to BLT Lunch Break 16. And it's a little bit different today. The sound quality is going to be extra special nice because we have a special guest in studio, but not really a special guest. We have a special guest.
Yeah.
But not all, we also, let's just clarify. Tim, you're here in Nashville.
I'm here in Nashville.
That's crazy. I'm staring at you. I'm looking in your eyes.
The funny thing is, I haven't told anybody that I'm in Nashville yet.
And by the time they hear this, by the time you're home.
I'm home.
That's the safest way to do it. We know that.
People are going to be like, wait a second. What just happened? How did you get there?
Didn't you just go to pass holder preview of Avatar?
I did.
That was one of the first things that happened when you and I first started talking. Remember, I saw a guy that looked like you at the Green Hills Mall, and I said, can you teleport?
So, by the way.
Maybe you can.
Yeah, by the way, there's another voice in the room.
oh, sorry.
Just to clarify. Yeah. That's Bart Scott, everyone.
No, it's now has a southern accent.
Cowboy Bart Scott.
it's Gomer Pyle. Golly!
Well, Tim, this is your friend. Why don't you introduce?
Yeah, this is Tyler Dean.
Yeah,
do we go by Tyler Dean only?
I did for many years. That's my middle name, and now I'm going by my full name, which is Tyler Dean McDowell.
So. Yeah, and Tyler Dean is a country music. Well, he's trying to be.
Yeah.
A country music recording artist.
That's not a nice way to put it.
Yeah. Well, there's a long story. Is Tyler was signed to a record contract for a very long time. And then he's now finally out of it and trying to get back into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not back into the deal.
Not back same, into that no, same
no,
deal.
No, no, no.
That's the worst deal ever.
You know what? Hey, I'm very thankful. Curb Records was my home.
Okay, cool.
Since I was 11 years old. Signed when I was 11. And, we parted ways. And now it's a good thing because now I can be the artist that I've always wanted to be.
All right. So you're just here to hang out, though, today.
I have no idea
what
you're doing.
You have no guitar. We're not going to have a sing-along here.
We
should have. We have plenty.
There's like 30 guitars here right now.
Yeah, we can find a guitar.
No.
It's okay. We won't do that to you.
And I'm going
to
play it.
We'll see. If it gets boring, then we will. Bart, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm just sitting here at work.
Yeah, you're
glad everybody's having so much fun.
Bart, we wish you were here.
We just went down a slide, Bart.
Too. Yeah, thanks.
It didn't go well.
It was not
fun. As it sounded.
Oh.
The slide.
Were we rolling video on that?
Oh,
yes.
Okay, good.
The slide we have is clarified. You'll probably see it maybe on one of Tim's vlogs, is a big steel slide that goes up about 25 feet because it's about a story and a half, I'd say. And if you don't take it right, like I've gotten it down where I can take it pretty well, but if you don't, because it's like a twisty slide, you get beat up. Like it hurts if you mess up.
I'm hurting right now.
And these guys are giants, so that doesn't help.
Tyler's 6'5", and he went after me, and I got stuck.
Yeah.
When you went down the slide, you were shaking the slide. It started, dun, 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 dun. And I was like, "Man, what? Come on, Tim."
Maybe we'll get a redo.
I was worse.
I don't want to go down head first in a cannonball.
I tried to go head first, but on my back.
Yeah, that's
yesterday.
What I was thinking.
Oh, just balled up.
Yeah.
Wait, so like this?
Yeah, but on your back.
On like,
yeah.
It's like a water, almost like a water slide maneuver.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
I wish
like
y'all could see what everyone's doing in here. Everyone's making all of these positions. It's very...
Well, we have yoga class next door. It's fine. It's DDP yoga, though. It's not your mama's yoga.
That's awesome.
I wish we did have DDP yoga here. We need to offer it. Bart, so I'm going to check in on you again because I feel like we're disconnected here, and I feel bad because we're having so much fun. I offered to fly you in. I'm just going to say, full disclosure,
well,
I was going to
this
gonna
morning
exchange in some Southwest points and get you here.
This morning, it might have been a little tough.
It was late last night.
That's true. It is an hour flight. I guess I could have done.
Live on the edge, Bart.
I know. I traded in the edge for a minivan a few years ago. I don't get to do that anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, it happens. You have a good Mother's Day?
I did. I guess. I mean, it wasn't my day, so yeah, it was fine. You know, it's lovely here in the Chicago area, finally. So winter ended, and then summer came. Then that's how it happens here.
Nice. Well, it's 90 degrees here today, so it's we're right there with you. We're in almost Central Florida weather here.
Yeah. Except for it's all right. So we walked down Broadway yesterday.
Yes.
And
try not to get hit by a pedal tavern or some form of it's become Bachelorette City down there.
I turned to Tyler and I said, "This isn't so bad. It's not too hot out here." I didn't start sweating until 2 hours into our outing.
Yeah.
Whereas in Orlando, you start sweating 5 minutes.
Right.
Right.
You just walk outside.
See, and to me, the humidity, because I'm from here, the humidity is worse to me here than it is in Florida. I don't know why. I think it has something to do with the salt in the air.
I don't know why.
I swear. I don't know.
I've lived in both, but Florida's still worse. But I like the feeling weirdly of that in Florida. Like I told you, it's like it just
maybe
feels
that's what it
thick
is.
And heavy and gross and kind of felt that way yesterday here. There was a little bit of that. So we walked out. We went to Plaza Mariachi, which we'll talk about. It's the greatest place on earth.
Yeah.
Y'all need to go. It's life changing.
I think that what it is the Florida humidity when you get off the plane. It's like a welcoming hug.
Right. It does hit you right in the face. When you get out of that baggage claim, it's like, whoa.
I believe that the humidity in Florida is a special kind that has this medicinal and even mystical properties. Because, you know, I'm a 40-something gentleman, and I've got what you might call a bit of a weight problem. So, you know,
too much pot belly up there, right?
That's right. So I deal with a little bit of ankle pain and hip pain. When I'm in Florida, I don't feel an ounce of pain at all. I mean, honestly, and it's not just from being at Disney or any kind of thing like that. There's just something about the air down there. I said it last week. It just smells sweeter. So I'll take that humidity any day. The humidity here is just like evil, like you know, 20s gangster humidity in Chicago.
It humidity.
It beats you with a bat. It lines you up against a brick wall and unloads a Tommy gun into you. But down there, it's more like a Caribbean, you know, mystical humidity. I'm sure of it.
My aunt actually lived in Chicago for the better part of a decade, and I spent many summers up there hanging out with her. So, I'm very well familiar. But I never could remember where exactly she lived, and she said, if I couldn't, don't tell anyone, because there's a big difference between, like, the south side, the north side, the east side, and the west side. So I just always say, well, where did she live? I go, Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Was she actually in the city, though, as far as you remember?
When we pull out of her suburbs and look down the main road, I could see the skyline.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So.
Because, see, I tell people I'm from Chicago, especially when I'm down there, I tell them I'm from Chicago, but I'm not really. I'm about 40 minutes dead west of downtown Chicago. Like, on a clear day, I can see the skyline.
Yeah, that's we were talking about this.
Yep.
Because, like, everybody here in Nashville is like, we're from Nashville.
Right.
But Nashville's, like, 2 hours across.
You could live in Murfreesboro.
Yeah. Yep. Orlando is, like, 8 hours across.
It's true.
It's where you are in Orlando and, like, to where, if you're in, you know, I don't know, past Kissimmee. That's like a huge plane.
Yeah.
So it's, I think that's a lot of places, but it's okay. Here it's not that bad. Here it's like 40 minutes. You can go one side to the other of the suburbs.
Yeah.
See, but you're out in Hendersonville, because we can say that now, I guess, right? Because you're not there anymore.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And that's like the original suburb of Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where the old guys.
Johnny Cash, all that.
Yeah. We just found this out. So we went to the Cash Museum yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how in the movie Walk the Line, they confused two of the houses. They like combined a story.
Yeah, they combined a story in the script for time. One of the house that he was stumbling through the woods. I've only seen bits and pieces of the film, but I do know that original house is only about 10 minutes from me.
Yeah.
Across the street from, well, we said we saw it. It's in the Hurt video. Right? Is that not that video?
That was the one that burnt down.
Yeah. No, that's the museum. That was the old museum. Yeah. I don't think that was his residence.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that's in the Hurt music video didn't burn down because it's still there.
Okay.
For the Hurt music video. Well, and then what is there's Barry one music? That is
Barry,
in...
Okay.
Yeah, Barry Gibb bought...
Barry Gibb bought one on the lake.
No. On the lake. That's the one that burned down.
We're talking about three houses.
Yeah, we're talking about three houses.
Three Cash residences.
Three Johnny Cash houses.
If you take a boat out on the lake and you can still smell... Well, I don't even know now, but like a year or two ago, you could still smell it like...
That was a travesty.
The burning of that house. Because Barry Gibb...
Barry Gibb burnt it down?
So Barry Gibb bought it from
Sorry,
the Bee
Barry.
Gees. He bought it, yes. I've met Barry Gibb, very nice man. So
he's
all,
an arsonist.
All love to Barry Gibb. I love Barry Gibb. But they were out on the they were redoing the house. So he had bought it. It was up for sale for a while. And like I think my parents were even like, let's tour it. Like, let's see. Like, we're not going to buy it, but, you know, we'll see what it's like. And it was an older house. It needed some love. I mean, it was on the lake, beautiful. So he had... I guess they had improperly sealed it or over-sealed it, and it made something in, like, paint and all this stuff. There was a spark and just gone. And my favorite moment was Johan Cash pulled up.
He has something he won't
Who owned it at the time?
Barry Gibb.
So Barry Gibb burned down the house.
Well, not intentionally.
Not yet.
He didn't even start the fire. He was always burning. Yeah.
That was what we were trying to figure out, because they had stuff from that house that was Johnny Cash's, and we're like, I thought it burned down.
Well, yes, he had already left. Johnny Cash passed away.
Right.
They emptied the house.
Okay, that
Barry Gibb bought it.
Gotcha.
I assume they emptied it. I don't think he bought it as his. And Barry Gibb went to go restore the house.
What's with all these black clothing, mate?
Yeah. You got no sequins. You got no sequins here.
That's amazing.
But he's good friends with Ricky Skaggs, who are friends. That's how we've met him a few times. And a very nice guy, and he wanted to move to Nashville. He actually ended up not moving to Nashville because of this, I think.
Because the house burned down.
Yeah, he's not here very – he's here occasionally, but he's not here that often. You think he's a condo.
You know he's going to feel terrible about that.
He does. Yeah. But my favorite part of the whole story is we're kind of connected somewhat with Joanne Cash, his daughter – or not his daughter, his sister, Johnny's sister. And she pulled up like in a van, and the news ran up to her. It was like, what do you think about this? He's like – well, I think Johnny didn't want anyone else living in his house, so he burnt it down or something like that. And I was like, she just like, he didn't want the
burning ring of fire.
Right, he didn't want the Bee Gees living in his house. I think it's more what it was. But you guys got a superimposed picture with Johnny Cash.
Yeah, that was
which is
the
terrifying.
Scariest thing we've ever seen.
Because it's not young Johnny Cash, but it's also not weird. It's not also very old Johnny Cash. Yeah. It's like 80s Johnny Cash, 70s Johnny Cash. Like still black hair.
Yeah.
But there's something about it. It's very realistic.
It really was. That's why we did it, because... I couldn't believe it when they were like showing the preview pictures of it. I was like,
right,
these people looks just legit. Took a picture with Johnny Cash.
Yeah, when I looked at it, it took me a minute to like even contemplate like what I was seeing.
Yeah, like, is that an impersonator or something? No.
Right. Is that a cardboard cutout? No, it looks too real. Is it a wax statue?
Because it's kind of a strange idea, though.
They did have a wax statue for a while. I think they got rid of that.
Oh.
Take your picture with a dead man.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And we took two different pictures. We took another one where they gave us some guitars.
Yeah, in black and white. We were on stage with Johnny.
Like younger Johnny?
Younger Johnny.
See, that's to me less weird. It's something about the fact that it's that, like, it could have happened picture.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You would never have been on stage with Johnny Cash.
Right. Well, hey.
Well, no.
Come on now.
No.
We might have been.
From when
maybe.
You were alive.
Yeah.
Oh. That's true. Probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's clearly a funny photo. But that one where he's like an older gentleman,
just
and he's
strange.
Standing in front of all of his gold records.
Right.
It looks like he's backstage at the Opry.
Right, exactly.
We're just there.
So I was going to get you all to the Opry tonight, but
I know,
no, not
I have to leave. I got to get on a fly, get on a plane.
It's okay.
Get on
a fly. Next time, we'll save something for the next time.
I probably shouldn't say this, and this was going to be a story that would stay.
No one's listening,
right? But I was a little kid, and I told Tim, I was like, man, I have hard feelings with the Opry. And he was like, why? And I said, well, when I was a kid, my dad, you know, was performing there, and I got grabbed. I was walking down the hall, and I got grabbed by a security guard, and he was like, who are you? What are you doing here? I was like, my daddy's on stage. I'm so sorry. So now when I hear the Opry, I'm afraid I'm going to get grabbed by a security guard. He's going to like throw me in jail or something.
It's happened. Yeah. It happens sometimes.
So I don't know if I need to go backstage, man. They might ask me who I am.
One day, but you'll need to perform there. So
yeah.
You don't need to, but it's nice. It'd be nice. It'd be nice.
It's an honor.
So
we were going to go see Jamie Lynn Spears tonight.
I know. That's what I was mainly excited about.
That is so odd. Is
she
country?
Can there.
Is she country?
I think, clearly, but yes, I think so. Are you talking about as the person or as music?
No, I mean as music. Okay, musically,
She's wasn't both, aware. I don't know. What do you think, Barton? You know a lot about Jamie Lynn Spears' music?
Is she, I thought she had kind of quit when she got pregnant.
Yeah, that was back in the game. That was like 15 years ago now. Yeah, that was.
That's true.
I wonder if she knows what causes that.
Yeah, really.
Pregnancy?
In that regard, she is country.
She's married.
She's married, yeah.
She married that guy.
Yeah, so it's fine. Everything's fine. We're all fine here. How are you? but I would have liked to have seen her.
Yeah. We saw her, the pictures of her at Disney Springs. And
right. You
could see, you know, she was there with Brittany. And Brittany's like dressed up, sequins head to toe, very Las Vegas. And then you see Jamie Lynn, and she's like wearing those like family Disney shirts with all of her family. Yeah. And it was like, we're going to Disney, Jamie Lynn.
Maybe Brittany's like, you know what? I'm tired of supporting everybody. You had a TV show once. Can you get back to work, please? Can you do something?
Brittany's like, I don't need to wear this
now.
I lived here for a time.
Where?
At the parks, right? Didn't she probably, during Mickey Mouse Club? Oh, I would assume she lived in the, because you used to have all those trailer housing in the back.
Isn't the Mickey Mouse Club coming back in some form?
Club Mickey Mouse is coming back to Facebook only.
Oh.
That's big news in my media sphere, is because Facebook's releasing their own programming, and one of them is Club Mickey Mouse. Now, the original Mickey Mouse Club from the 50s is reuniting there in Chicago.
Oh, that's right.
You should go, Bart.
Well, again, as we just said, not actually Chicago, but in a town you've never heard of. So they're just calling it Chicago.
Yeah.
It's where you were. Downers Grove.
Yeah, where you were the security guard for Dick Van Dyke.
That's true.
I don't know if we ever told that story.
I don't think we did. Bart told that story on his podcast.
Yeah, go back and listen to that episode. But
I told that story.
It's episode number random. Random order.
It's called like I was Dick Van Dyke security.
But no, that's the thing. I'm so stupid. I didn't even put his name in the title, so that's nobody. It got no spike. Nothing. You know, I'm not good at this.
That's one guy I always wanted to meet was Dick Van Dyke. I always want to meet him. I don't know if it'll happen, but.
Yeah, talking to someone who really knows him, and I've met him.
There's a good chance. So. I don't really know him. I think if I love the man. Do I think if he went up to me, he would know who I was? Probably not. But that's not like an offense to him. He's got a lot going on. I'm just sort of the dude near him asking him questions.
Yeah.
He'd know who you were.
His wife would.
Yeah.
I don't think he would. He barely pays attention to anything other than ice cream and his wife, right?
Yeah,
isn't that the thing?
What?
Wasn't that the thing? Like he's married to like a 40-year-old lady, and he said, "What keeps him young? She keeps me young." That's his like catchphrase.
That's true.
He says every night he eats a jar of ice cream or a pint of ice cream.
Yeah.
And his young wife keeps him young.
I think that's right.
But I will say this: I was standing backstage.
He calls her his child bride.
Whoa!
He does.
He does. It's true. He does. That's not me. He says that as like a joke. It's a funny thing. All right. What Bart?
But no, as Logan said, I got to work security for him thanks to Logan hooking that up and the fact that I look like I could actually do something, even though in reality, if something ever popped off, I'd be the first one running out the back door. But I got to stand backstage with him, and that dude never stops. Like, he's back there dancing and singing, and he's asking questions and looking around. I mean, he's way in. There's a reason he's still – I mean, what is he, 92 now, Logan?
He'll be 92 at the end of the year, December.
He's definitely sharp as a tack. He's not – he doesn't – I think from time to time he plays up like he can't hear, but then at the right – like when I was talking to him and he started – somebody pulled him away and he was walking away and I – just nervously blurted something out. He stopped to turn right back and answered me like he'd heard it as clear as a bell. I mean, he's as sharp as they come.
He's great.
Dyke is walking away and Bart's like, I heard you like ice cream.
It was almost as embarrassing.
I love Lieutenant Robinson Crusoe. Just start yelling out obscure Dick Van Dyke movies.
No, I, I said something about Walt, and he stopped in his tracks, and he turned and looked right back at me and said, I just loved him.
Yeah. That's a great moment.
I was like, I do too.
I mean, you were friends with him. It's a little different. That was one of the weirdest moments being with him, is he talks about Walt a lot. And one thing, he walked into like these people's house, which if you see the short film we made, it's where he's like having pie and talking. And the first thing he walked in, he's just like, he comes up to me. It's off camera, which it stinks. He's like, Walt would have loved this house. And I was like, Walt Disney, your friend. This isn't strange at all that I'm talking. And then, of course, he talked about his grandmother meeting Abraham Lincoln. You're like, whoa, okay. Or his great-grandmother. I think his great-grandmother, who he knew, though, went to go hear Abraham Lincoln speak when she was a kid. And I was like, that's a crazy telescoping of time, to quote him. That's what he says in the movie. So I just quoted my own movie that he's in. But he loves country music. Loves ragtime music, really. But he loves country music as well, and bluegrass and that kind of music. So you never know.
Wow. Yeah.
Just need to reach out and get you connected. Get him in your music video.
Forget
Tim.
Yeah. That, by the way, that's why I was here.
Right.
I was in Tyler's music video.
Which, we'll talk about that then.
I needed a bartender with an epic mustache. And it's so funny, I envisioned from, because I'm a screenwriter by hobby, have been since I was like 13 years old, so it came in handy when it came to, needing to write this music video. And from the very beginning, I envisioned Tim wearing this white button-up shirt and a black vest with his mustache, and his, neatly parted dapper hair. He got into wardrobe, got into makeup, and walked off the bus, and everybody pointed at him and was like, you're the guy. Like, that guy. Like, he literally fit the bill perfectly.
You've got it, boy.
Yeah.
This is the first time I had to wear makeup.
Ever?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, Jen's tried to put makeup on me, and I'm like, no.
That you had to.
That
you had to.
Yeah. And a lot of people told me, they're like, I want to see you with your eyebrows filled in. And I was like, that's never going to happen. And then the makeup lady filled in my eyebrows. And I was like, oh.
How do you look with filled in eyebrows?
Very much like one of the Marx Brothers.
It was not that bad.
Yeah, did you become like a soda jerk instead of a bartender? All of a sudden you're just...
But I had a chance not to meet Dick Van Dyke, but to see him. I went out to the D23 Expo, I guess it was...
A couple years back.
Yeah, not this last one, but the one before, and not the one before that, but the one before that, I guess in 2000, when would that be, 2012?
Like that.
Yeah.
I think I was there as well.
And, I was held up in the Disneyland Hotel. I had gotten food poisoning.
Oof. Oh,
and it was the worst 3 days of my life. I literally have vision silhouettes of my girlfriend and my aunt moving over me in the bed, like taking care of me. Like it was horrible. And he was performing. And I thought, this is going to be my chance. At least I can say I saw him. And I did not get to. So it went, wah, wah, wah. No.
Well, if you're going to go, you can fly to Phoenix next week. He's appearing at his first Comic-Con. So,
wow.
So, you get a plane ticket, go meet him. I got a guy.
You can hook it up. By chance, not meet him, got to see him by chance.
Oh, that's right.
At Disneyland, yeah. Right. We just happened to be at Disneyland on his birthday.
Yeah. And I was with him the next week. Which
really?
Is strange. Yeah, that's when we started shooting the movie.
That's funny. And we were eating lunch at Cafe Orleans, and we just eating real slow because we heard he's going to pop out from that balcony at Club 33 any second now.
Yeah.
We're just eating real slow, and then there he comes, and he starts dancing and rapping and singing and all kinds of other stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He does rap.
Yeah.
He does Spoonful of Sugar as a rap.
Yeah.
In his set. Because he does perform. Like, he does music. Like, you go see a concert. If if you're in the Chicagoland area, our movie is playing on Saturday, so go see it. Or Sunday. The Sunday. It's on Sunday. It's on our website. Go
Which
find
one?
It.
The Dick Van Dyke short.
Welcome Home, Dick Van Dyke. And we have another, it's Sunday, like Aurora, Illinois, in some community center. I don't really know. It's the Illinois International Film Festival. If you go, let me know. I unfortunately can't attend. No. But I am going to go to the next screening, but I can't talk about that one yet. Drive me crazy. They've embargoed me.
Really?
Which sounds like a pirate thing.
Speaking of pirates, did you guys hear?
Embargo.
Sorry. I know you
Paul McCartney?
No, not Paul McCartney. Some hackers
they stole it.
Stole the movie.
The pirate did the pirates.
They really did.
I do, but I think they're using it as well. I think there's a good bit of marketing here. But
yeah.
But yes, I think they did take it. But who cares? At this point, does that really, will that affect you?
No.
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 Not at all.
Like, not even from,
I
know how...
Me and Tim are going to see it in the theaters, aren't we, Tim?
I'm not going to see it in the theaters.
Terry Weaver, from the other show, he saw it last night. He had a special preview that no one invited me to.
But somebody, I got an email for it, and I'm just like, nah.
And
Oh, what did he think?
Oh, he really liked it. He said he said it's a movie for the fans, which to me, I was like, does that mean it's bad? What does that mean? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. Honestly, I've sat through all of them. I enjoy all of them. I don't usually go and I go, I hate this. But there's just very few movies that I sit there and I go, this is not even worth watching. I make some of those movies, but in general.
Oh, come on now.
I'm fine to pass up to it. It's fine. That's why. But not the Dick Van Dyke one. That one's great. Go see that one. Don't Google any of my
facts. Say, weren't you just advertising? Wait a minute.
That one's great. Okay. But that's really just because I had a camera guy with me and followed around a genius. But the others. But yeah, leave that there. It's getting hot in here.
Oh.
I apologize.
No, I'm good.
No, it feels great.
I'm from Florida.
I know, but it's like we're under like spot. It feels like an interrogation room. We need some more props and things in here.
It's very nice in here.
I'm saying something that people can't even hear.
Bart, what do you think of the room?
It's a beautiful, we have a big beach set. We're sitting on sand.
I'm getting flashbacks of being on radio tour, so it's good.
Good, so I'm that good at this radio thing, so I'll ask you every
question. You are.
How'd you get your name, Tyler Dean?
Dean is my middle name.
There you go. That's it.
My father's middle name is Dean. My brother's middle name is Dean. And
from a long line of
he Deans. Really enjoys Jimmy Dean sausage.
You know, actually, I knew Jimmy Dean. Isn't that funny?
Which one?
Through my dad.
The Jimmy Dean?
Yeah, the Jimmy Dean.
Sausage guy?
The sausage guy. Wow. You know, he was a singer. He was a country singer.
That's right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did know that.
And my dad knew him, and yeah.
I don't think we ever said who your dad is.
Depends on who's listening. I would say ask your mother or your grandmother. And his name is Ronnie McDowell.
Oh, yeah.
Not Roddy McDowell, not the guy from Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes.
That would be awesome, too, though.
Dad was the guy who sang that song, Older Women Are Beautiful Lovers.
I knew that name sounded familiar. Oh, yeah. I grew up on that. Okay. Right.
I'll make love to you in a New York minute, watching girls go by. You're going to ruin my bad reputation and duet with Conway Twitty. It's only make-believe.
We should take.
You're still naming off songs.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where we were going.
He had a few of them
off
there.
His facts.
He had a few of them. Typically, when
things I'll do,
I'll hit one of those. You know, I'll some people stare and they'll have they'll have the squinty eyes watching me, and then I'll hit one of those titles and they'll go, "Oh yeah, I know that song."
Oh, I totally do.
I have a list that I go through that at least somebody's heard one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. We have another guy in here who writes our music, who you guys met earlier, Dylan. He was a child country music star in Branson. We should probably bring him in.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. He's
the guy that wrote the song.
He wrote the BLT theme. He's a musical genius. I love him. But you can find his trading card from Branson online as Little Merle. Dylan Little Merle Spears. And he's a little kid who sang George Strait, or All My Exes Live in Texas, but he was seven, it's something funny.
That was when I landed. And I thought this was funny. They started playing All My Exes Live in Texas over the PA for the airplane.
What? Like in the plane?
Yeah.
Southwest.
Southwest. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a big fan, but they joke a little too much.
Yeah.
Sometimes it starts to be like the Jungle Cruise.
Right. It starts to become where you're worried about your safety.
When we started
sometimes
taking off.
The jokes hit, sometimes they hurt.
When we started taking off, they started playing the Star Wars, getting ready.
Now that's funny.
Yeah. And they're like, get ready to jump to light speed.
But unsettling as well. Yeah.
He's not paying attention.
Right.
He forgot to point where the life vests were.
Right.
Or where the life boats.
Wait a minute.
By the way, the life vests are not up.
Do you boats not know where up. They are? The life boats.
The life boats.
There are no life boats.
Yeah, they are. They're hanging from the ceiling.
What?
There's no life boats in a plane?
Yeah.
Really?
For in what? Case of a water landing.
That's a life vest.
No, those are under the seat.
Above is the masks.
No, in the aisle. Ceiling. Next time you guys are on a Southwest plane, look.
There are rafts.
Up. There are these huge squares hanging from the center of the aisle on the ceiling.
Are there parachutes on ships?
No, there's three of them, and those
Bart
are the
that
inflatable
one.
Life vests.
I did.
Bart's the king of that kind of joke.
Pre-dead.
And so, if there are slides for sliding out in case of a wreck or whatever, those can become a life
a wreck?
Raft.
You mean a crash?
A crash. It's the same thing, isn't it?
If they hit a plane if they hit another plane while on land, then yes.
Yeah. But so, and then if they don't have the slides, like if you're getting out over the wing, there are life rafts, and there's, if you look out on the wing, there's a little yellow hook point that you hook the life raft to while you're loading everybody into the life raft, and then there's a little line cutter that you cut, and then you guys float away from the sinking
airplane. Has that
airplane.
Ever been used once?
As he was talking, all I could hear was Bill Ingvald's joke, the here's your sign. He tells a story about how he called his wife. He said it would never happen in a million years, but the plane hit a deer while they were on the runway. And that he told her he was on his cell phone, and he said the plane hit a deer, and there was a moment of silence. And she goes, "Oh my God, were you on the ground?" And he goes, "Nope, Santa was making one last run."
Oh, classic.
Yeah, here's your sign.
That's amazing. But no, there really are lifeboats.
I believe you.
On a plane.
I believe you.
I flown hundreds of times.
It was too easy.
I've never heard of this.
Oh, I was just looking up life vest planes or lifeboats planes, and these are not what I was thinking
because
of.
Because they don't exist.
No, they really do exist. They're just showing
Southwest
me pictures of private jets.
Yeah, exactly. They said, and up above you are life rafts. No one will think this is real.
There are boats.
I'm telling you
guys.
And
if you pull up the rug, there's fishing rods and a tackle box because you don't know how long you'll be out
right,
there.
Right, exactly.
Oh, dear.
Boxes of Pop-Tarts.
Sorry,
Tim. Boxes of Pop-Tarts.
They fall from the ceiling.
I'm just going to say, I wish you were here.
Yeah, I feel like we're talking all over you. We're
yeah,
sorry.
So do I. That's all right.
We'll let you have your moment here. Why don't you lead a discussion point?
that's no different from any other episode.
Hey.
Where we're talking over each other. No, we didn't. Okay, I do have a question. I have a very serious question for you guys, actually. Because, you know, we always ask, what'd you have for lunch? And I know that none of us have actually had lunch yet. But
I had breakfast.
Thinking of,
Tyler,
I had
breakfast.
Lunch,
yeah.
Well, you're going to have second lunch, sounds like.
So we'll see.
Why is it okay? I'm going to ask you a question. Is it weird to eat cold fried chicken for breakfast?
No.
Okay, thank you. I got a weird reaction today.
Depends. Did you have eggs with it?
No.
Okay, it's just weird.
What?
It is?
What kind of fried chicken? Like, what did you put in the fridge?
Chicken tenders or
like
chicken
you're talking
on
about?
The
bone? No. Not uncooked chicken.
Well, yeah. No, actual, like, no, fried chicken.
Fried
we
chicken.
Had leftover.
Uncooked fried chicken.
No. Yes.
That's the name of your new record, was, by the way.
Yeah.
Was
uncooked fried chicken.
Uncooked fried chicken. That is a hit.
Actually, that's pretty
Here's
good.
Your
yeah,
side.
That's fine. Well, I don't know if I'm going to give you the rights. About to say, we'll see. The three of us are in the room, so Bart gets a credit as well. We all got a point.
Wait a minute. We can have a discussion.
About what?
Is this?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hang on. So, years ago, I had an idea, and I looked it up, and I could. The Walt Disney Company did not own the rights to Laugh-O-Gram.
Yep, you're too late now.
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. Year went by, and I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, wonder why.
Excuse me while I get up out of my chair. No.
Trust me, it's not developed enough to matter. But we filed
that
for
is
it.
Awesome.
We own it. I'll give you a shirt before you leave. In consolation for not owning a brand. Trust me, clearly if I have them in all sizes, that means they're selling real fast. But no, I can.
That is
can
awesome count. Though, man. That is great. I mean, it wasn't really beneficial to me. I sat down and I thought about it, and I was just like,
what would I do?
Yeah, exactly. What would I even my production company, it's misleading. It's like, you know, it's
yeah.
For me, it would be because I'm like, I'm not a comedy guy.
Yeah, we use it on specific branded things. So we did projects under Laugh-O-Gram, and they're like the Dick Van Dyke movie is under Laugh-O-Gram, which makes
perfect sense.
I did send it to Walt Disney's, Roy Disney's granddaughter, the previous Roy Disney's daughter, she wanted to see it, and we're connected. Now, there was a moment of me going like, is this going to be a problem when it says Laugh-O-Gram at the beginning? And I was like, yeah, screw it. Like, we'll roll the dice. She loved it, so it's fine. I assume I didn't even get a bat of the eye. But no, we did notice that. It's weird that they didn't own it because they own everything else. But I wonder, when talking with some people, because there was some interest at one point from some people who may have been interested, they were like, we didn't know if we should salvage a brand that kind of was a failure. Yeah. Because it was his, you know, kind of big failure that sent him to Hollywood, sure, but it was a failure in general. So that may have been one of the reasons, or just
I understand.
People forgot and no one thought about it, and we went up and grabbed it. No, but we used it for...
Yeah, it makes you wonder how he would have felt about it. You know?
Yeah, like, would he have wanted it celebrated?
Yeah.
We like to celebrate. We use it in the way I've kind of said it is, to me, it's for projects that make sense, like the Dick Van Dyke film, or... to explore new creations like these podcasts. To me, it's a that's what it originally was the development of animation, really. And can we do that and cultivate other ways of media, even if it fails? So that's been one of the things of, it's kind of a trial and error company, and I kind of like that.
That's awesome.
So, sounds real nice, though.
They have no problem making money hand over fist with Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, and that, while it wasn't a failure, it was sure a punch in the gut for him.
Yeah, but so. It was a great money back. Yeah, great ending to a story, though. It was good.
Yeah, I love Oswald for that reason, because to me, I'm a big guy on underdog stories, and Oswald, to me, is the underdog. And he was welcomed home.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
you know,
I feel like they need to rebrand all the merchandise to say it all started with a rabbit.
That's true, right?
Well, they'll just put other quotes on there that aren't real.
So yeah, yeah. Well, like, yeah. If
we Oswald can, needs we a voice.
Make sure you guys finish your vegetables.
I raise my
Walt
hand.
Disney.
Yeah. Never sell anything to this kid named George Lucas. Walt Disney.
It's just on a plate somewhere. At
1962.
I like that.
He sent me some script called Space Race. I don't want it.
I like that you said that Walt was selling something to him. Like George Lucas came up to him and was like, listen. And he's like, hey, George, I want to sell you this. Here's a...
Did I say something?
You did. Right, you did. It's fine. No, I like that better. I like Walt being like, look, I got this car. Speaking of which, we have a Model T.
Yeah.
You want it.
Yeah.
I have one other offer right now, but I'd rather you have it.
Yeah.
And it says Laugh-O-Gram on the side.
Yeah.
Big branded. It's not, well, I mean, it was made for a prop for a movie. But next time.
Yeah.
It's yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless I sell it to one of the guys who helped make the movie.
If you can sell it, sell it.
I prefer it to go to you because I just want to see what happens. Like, I'm not going to make any money at this point from it.
I just want to see Tim drive it
right
to Dapper Day.
Right. Yeah. I just want to see every time you go to Disney, you're in the Tim Trackermobile, which is a Model T. Like, it fits your brand perfectly.
Trying to get away from fans going 15 miles per hour. Tim!
Every vlog is, well, we're on the way to Universal. Well, not anymore.
Yeah. It's been 6 hours. We'll be there in another 12.
2 days
we can't
later.
Drive this on the, we can't drive this on the highway. So it's, well, I mean, you could, but I don't suggest it.
No.
I think you get pulled over.
Yeah.
I've never driven it, so I'm terrified of it.
You're just terrified of the, what, why? What are you scared about this car?
Well, the
and
guy
you're like, I want you to have it.
Well, no, everyone else has
car away.
Everyone else has just driven it. I never got around to it. And they put it in storage after we made the movie. But it, they told me, like, when we bought the car from a dude in like West Nashville, and he said, which we found out like a week later, we could have rented one from somebody, which is great. Now I just own one for it wasn't much money, so it wasn't
sounds
too
like
bad.
My story with a jukebox.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Oh, you bought a jukebox?
I thought I did.
He tried to buy a jukebox.
But continue with your
No. My mind story is not even that fun now. I want to hear jukebox tales.
Are you sure? What? Come on.
I don't
even
remember where I was. Bought the Model T. Oh, the guy was like, hey, don't, when you drive it, make sure you don't like turn it like a regular car because it'll probably flip. So in my head, I thought, I'm going to get way too comfortable and just be like, clunk, and then I'm going to die. Like, I thought, like, that's the obvious answer to how this is all going to end.
Well, I mean, I get that. It's not like hopping in a brand new vehicle.
No.
I mean, it's like driving a different monster.
Some of us aren't. Aren't Tim who could come straight
hey,
from
are
the
you,
era.
Wait a minute. You guys aren't going to get this. Are you ready?
Oh, he has this thing where every time I look at my phone, my like all of my existence turns off for a moment, and then I come back up.
It does. You try to communicate with him, and he's completely dead.
I was listening to everything that you guys were saying.
He's probably heard this before.
Talk.
Yeah. And then he powers back up.
Yeah.
So let's talk about jukeboxes now.
Oh, you know.
You tried to buy a jukebox. You thought you did. You failed.
Yeah, I bought a jukebox from a lovely fella in Chattanooga, and I was kind of having a rough.
I think I know that guy.
Yeah, and he's a lovely man.
Does he sell some arcade machines as well?
He does.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and I was having a rough day. This video shoot has been very, very stressful, and
it was like a party going. Where
are you, Mark?
Just carry on.
Did the birthday cake pop open early? That's what it sounded like.
I hope that picked up.
Right. So anyway, it was a little bit of a stressful day, and the truck pulled up with the jukebox, and I thought this is gonna make it all better. This is gonna be like Christmas. He opened the truck, and I said, hey. Where's my jukebox? And he goes, it's right there. And I went, nope. Not only did he bring me the wrong jukebox, I bought the wrong jukebox. It was miscommunication. So he said, not to worry. No big deal. I got it covered. I said, okay. So he shut the truck, left. I didn't hear from him for about 3 days. Finally, he said, here's the deal. The one you want is a consignment piece. He said, the guy won't let you have it. He said, but he will let you borrow it. He said, I'll bring it up there. I'll drop it off. When you use it, when you're done with it, you call me. I'll come pick it up. Yeah. No problem. And I said, that's great. Dale, I said, what about that $1,000 I gave you? And he said, well, that'll cover it.
For a rental.
The rental.
And I went, so let me get this straight. You're going to charge me the same amount to rent it that I thought I was going to own it for? And he said, well, yeah. Well, that's generous. That's generous of you. But we talked him we talked to him, and we made a deal. So he was very kind, very generous.
He in case he's listening.
Yeah, he understood the situation.
Chattanooga pinball and whatever.
That's him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he sold us that horse racing thing that's in there. It also had some quirks that
it's broken.
We were unaware of. It's still fine. It's fine.
Sorry, Dale.
It is. Yes, exactly. Well, I'm cut it out. The likelihood of that guy listening to a podcast is pretty close to none.
But good.
But let's see.
Well, what? Are we still like in debt to him or something?
No.
He did a bad job. Jail. You did a bad job.
Hey, you don't want to get on his bad side.
No.
Well, he controls the whole Southeast right? video game. I got to get repairs done.
No. Here's what happened is when he said we talked to him, I know what that means. That's the Nashville Mafia, right?
The Music Mafia. Resurrected from 1999. They're back. Big and Rich are coming out.
Gave him an offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that not? Oh, no.
No.
That's Bart. Bart has that mafia.
Yeah. Music City Mafia. I don't think that exists.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's been a while.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I wish you had called me. I have a jukebox. You could have just.
It had to be a specific jukebox, though, right?
Yeah. I didn't want a bubbler.
It was not a bubbler.
Really?
I have an Americana. Wurlitzer Americana.
Huh.
Like this.
Can you see the 45?
The way I have it displayed, you can.
Okay.
But I have the plate where the like you pick your songs. Uh-huh. I have that actually taken out, and I know I have a list of the songs so that I can look down and see it.
Oh, nice.
What a handy.
Yeah, it's I did what I've wanted to do for over a decade, and I recorded one of my dad's biggest records. And so in the video, you actually you see me go to the jukebox, and I pick a song, and you see the 45 pulled out and dropped on the turntable, and you actually see the label and see my dad's name.
That is awesome.
Little shout out there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Next time, though.
Tim didn't think the jukebox was going to work in the video. That's how the story goes. That. No, your character.
No, my character. Yeah. I did actually say that. He's like,
oh, you've lines.
Think
this?
Yeah.
He's well, like, it's a music video. I don't know if there's lines.
Yeah.
It's got a whole storyline and everything.
Yeah, there's a narrative.
It was fun.
That's nice. I'm trying to pull up. So what kind of jukebox did you end up getting?
Rockola,
very nice.
Tempo 2. Yeah.
That's very cool. I paid $125 for my jukebox because there was a while where there's this weird like scam going on, it felt like, where they do these arcade auctions and no one would show up. So I got my jukebox for $150. The Street Fighter I have in there was $50. And a few other these things. You just had to figure out how to move them. But now that's
lucky
changed.
Dog.
That's changed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Trying to find. That's a purple version of my jukebox. I have this one, but imagine it's not purple.
Oh, wow.
It's blue. It's that color, but it's that design. I mean, a lot of people are loving this right now. I'll tweet it out.
It looks like a bowling alley.
There it is. That's exactly mine.
So, wow. That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. It sits in our living room.
All right. I want you guys to imagine a cigarette machine that plays records from a 70s bowling alley. That's what he just showed me a picture of.
And that sits right as you enter my house.
I felt bad because I wanted to show a picture of Tim as the bartender.
Oh, I already sent it to him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw
it. That needs to be something. I don't know what you need to do with that picture, but we could you could sell that as like stock imagery for a bar or for some sort of new cafe opening with wine. A lot of wine in this video.
Just one bottle because the bar was like,
nice.
Don't mess up that pour because it's $10 a glass. And I was like, oh, this glass has already been poured.
Can we not get grape juice?
Yeah, it's going to be the same glass every shot. Yeah.
But the director came up with a cool thing. It worked with a beat because the song modulates. And as I'm walking to the bar, the song modulates. And Tim already has the glass poured. And he turns around and has the glass and hands it to me. So it worked out pretty well.
It was good.
It's like a fancy video. You're drinking a nice red wine.
I was actually passing it
to
lovely,
a lady friend.
To a lovely lady.
To an older woman.
To an older woman.
Hint.
Ah. Was I not supposed to say that?
No, you're good.
When are we going to see this?
Well, that's the thing. It's part of a pitch project to try to get myself signed. So I'm essentially making a portfolio. Now, whether or not if I get signed, whether or not they want to release it, that's totally up to them. We may release it beforehand. I'm not so sure how we're going to handle it. So it just depends on how it turns out.
It may end up like Prince, where like 100 years from now, we unlock a vault of Tyler Dean McDowell, and it's just like, here's that video you've been waiting for.
Who's that guy with that epic mustache?
Yeah.
Prince.
What?
That's he was
Prince.
There too.
Yeah.
He's dead. I'm sorry.
We're aware. I was supposed to go to his last show.
Oh.
Have you ever talked about that before?
No, I don't think so.
I got an offer to go to Prince in Atlanta. I'd never seen Prince. Huge fan. Never got to see him. He was coming to Atlanta to do an acoustic show. Just him and a piano. And someone offered me 2 tickets. So I went around the office. And I was like, who? My wife couldn't go. She was pregnant, I think. I was like, who will go with me? She wasn't pregnant. I think she just didn't want to go. She was like, who will go? And no one said yes. And it's a 4-hour drive. It's not that bad. And everyone's like, no. No, not interested.
Dang.
A week later.
Jeez.
Died.
So you didn't go.
No.
Nobody would go.
No one would go. I didn't want to drive to Atlanta by myself and be like the one weirdo watching Prince, like in the back of the Fox Theater, being like, that was great. All right. I mean, even my family members, I have family in Atlanta. I called them. No one wanted to see Prince.
Jeez, a week.
Not a good time. A week later, they're all like, well, no, we want to go. Like, that's literally one of the quotes. I was like, yeah, no kidding. Jerks.
See, that's funny. That reminds me. My father, he obviously anybody who's listening will and who recognizes his name will know he has a history with Elvis Presley, but not with him. He never actually knew him and never got to lay eyes on him, never got to see him. And he had a chance to go see him in Nashville, and he didn't go.
Ugh.
And so very, very similar. And then within the year, he died.
Yeah.
So...
So it's me funny. And your dad are bad luck, because that's happened a few times to me where it's like I was at the NASCAR race where Dale Earnhardt passed away at that Daytona 500, and I left like 10 minutes early.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm glad kind of, because I was like 14. Like that would be
I don't want to see that.
Horribly traumatic. But like part of everyone was like I have a picture because the airport there is connected to the track. So I have a picture with Dale Earnhardt's plane on, ready to get him to fly to the next city. And like me and my brother are like, hey, we were big fans. And then he passed away shortly after. So a lot of my friends were like, you killed him. Like
that. Jeez. Oh, my God. You have terrible friends.
Right.
Oh my
so God. I killed friends. Yes. I killed Dale Earnhardt.
Don't say that. We're his friends.
Oh. I mean, some of your friends are nice.
These guys. Not nice people.
The people on the other side of the glass out there.
Yeah.
They're terrible people.
I'm glad they can't hear us.
Yeah. Proof. See?
There's a bar fight happening at Hart's work.
Now you keep saying that. You know it's not going to pick up.
I don't care. What you just missed was a woman, and there was smashing of glass, a punch noise, sound effect.
And earlier was more like,
Bart, hello.
Is that like a Turkish bath or something, right?
Right.
You ever done that?
No. I don't even know what it really is.
You lay on a slab, and then a friend takes a bucket of freezing cold water, I think. No, a towel of freezing cold water, something with that. I get Will. He's done it. And throws it on you, and it like...
Oh, it smacks you with it, right?
It smacks you with it. Yeah, he said it was amazing, but not my thing.
We
were in a random resort. We were in a resort in Israel that had it. And he was like, well, we're here.
Right. Not?
Which is sort of our catchphrase. Wherever we're at. I'm like, well, we're here. Might as well try
might
it.
As well.
Yeah, so...
Oh, well.
We'll get you all to Israel.
That was his catchphrase yesterday, was, oh, well.
Yeah, for the video, we... Everything, it seemed like. Everything that wanted to go, or everything that could go wrong, was wanting to go wrong. It didn't, not everything went wrong. Everything went very well, but.
Well, I'm going to take a photo for Jen, because I wanted to show you guys. I pulled out my phone, guys. Sorry. I wanted to show her what was going on.
We get it now. We know.
I did this photo. Thanks.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jen, man. Didn't care to see me.
I can't get everybody.
I'm not even
near the microphone now. This is terrible podcasting.
Well, that was before we got away from the microphone. It was terrible podcasting weeks ago. We got to get Tyler on the cruise.
Yeah.
You could be our we'll put a show together.
Tyler, we were talking about this. He goes on cruises too. See, he's on his phone now too.
I look very unhappy, by the way, in that photo.
Right.
I just realized that's not Tim, who I don't mind being like, this is just some nice man who I'm like.
All right, we're taking a photo. Please stand by. Bart, take over.
It was a nice man. with a very nice camera.
Dad has done many cruises like that. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Our crew is a little different because we didn't book out the whole ship.
Ah.
We're not quite, we can't quite sell 4,000 rooms yet. Not yet.
Come on.
Close.
I don't know.
At least 0.1% of those.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of people going, though. Yeah. We got almost 100 people going now on the pod cruise. So come on, hang out, let's party.
Yeah.
And we'll see where your dad's going. We'll just hop on that ship next year.
Yeah.
The Ronnie McDowell Express.
Heck yeah.
It's a train.
It's a train.
Speaking of trains.
Oh, no.
We went to the Parthenon.
Right, the Parthenon?
Is that what does this have to do with trains? Why is there a train?
There's a train there.
A locomotive, that's right.
I have no idea why.
There is that train there.
Yeah, but what is that? Like, I don't even know, and I'm from
I don't know, but it looks like Doc Brown's train.
It does. Yeah, that's at Universal Studios. I'm going to look that up real quick, because you know what? I've never thought. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Here you go. Okay, Bart.
I thought he was gonna go.
I'm so lost. Nashville is known as the Athens of the South.
Okay.
Why is it known as the Athens of the South?
Because it has a Parthenon.
Well, but that's why they built the Parthenon. I'll give you this: it has been known as the Athens of the South since like 1820.
I mean, I know the answer, so I'll be quiet.
I have no idea.
It took me forever, but I found the answer. What's the answer, Logan?
Because there's so many like universities.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because it's like the mecca of universities.
The public education started in America in Nashville.
Yes.
Which
something
is impressive.
Like that. Yeah. Here's what the train is, though.
Impressive.
So the train is Johnny Cash posed before that train for Life magazine cover in 1969. Still no real reason why it's there. It only operated for 10 years, was designed in Nashville, and was donated to Centennial Park in 1952.
1952?
Okay. My dad was two.
Its purpose was to haul troops and oil during World War II.
To...
to Germany?
To Germany? Trans-Pacific.
That's not how the war works. That's not how any of this works.
Transatlantic. What?
I'm trying to read. They're trying to restore it. It takes $3 million, and they said it's covered in bird poop.
Yeah, I can see. They put an awning over it.
Yeah. I think this is a few years old article.
There's also in this same park, Centennial Park, where the Parthenon is and this train, and there's another plane in front of the train.
It's a full-size. If you don't know, full-size Parthenon,
yeah.
Like what you see, but actually – in better condition because it's not as old, so it's not like falling apart. You can go inside. Did you go inside?
No, we got there too late.
Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Yeah,
they go into the Parthenon in there, and you can see what it's inside. So if you want to know what's inside, that's the easiest way.
That's
watch
funny.
Percy Jackson and the Lightning.
That's movie. Funny you okay. mentioned that.
Are you in that movie?
No, but has anyone heard of the YouTube channel Cinema Sins?
No.
If anyone would be him.
No, I don't. I don't know.
He doesn't watch YouTube.
It's a channel where a guy takes films and counts the film's sins. So everything it does
wrong. I have seen that, yeah.
Sometimes it's all in good humor, all in good poke fun, but he did Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Yeah.
And
there are zero sins in this movie. This is the perfect movie.
Film.
Well, I take this road every day, so I think of it every time I do. The kids are driving into Nashville because they have to come to Nashville to find a piece of something in the Parthenon. And they head straight to the city. And he says, I know it's not a sin if these kids are not from the Nashville area, but it would be a lot quicker to get to the Parthenon if they would go
over there. Yeah.
And he goes, ding, and he points where they should actually go.
Yeah, that's true.
So every time I drive that road, I'm always like, oh yeah, ding.
This is a bad version of that. I think of that. The Downtown Franklin, which is right here, is they shot a lot of the Country Bears movie.
Oh.
So I always think of that. Like, you see, like, the scene where they're, like, going around and around about the bus, and, like, it's crazy. That's, like, right here. It's always, every time I'm like, I'm the only person here that probably thinks of this. There's, like, a Justin Bieber video has been shot there. Movies have been shot there. A bunch of stuff. But I think of every time the Country Bears.
The roundabout? Justin Bieber used that roundabout?
He used their, like, downtown block. They blocked it off for Christmas.
We should go take a video over there because we went all kinds of places yesterday. Like, we went by
the Christmas video, I think, for Justin Bieber. Remember they did it.
We went by Taylor Swift's high school.
There you go.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift Elementary.
No, that's what is it called?
Camp.
Station Camp.
Yeah.
Did you go to like her condo?
No.
I could point it out.
Yeah. We went by whose
house? She still there?
I don't think so. Yeah, I'm sure she owns it.
It's actually under over the tin roof.
What? Oh, her condo?
Yeah, the original tin roof.
Oh, uh-huh. So, yeah. We saw another tin roof yesterday, not the original one, and it didn't have a roof.
There's the tin roof too, also, which is right here.
Oh, geez.
Because this was the second location until it became all you have it everywhere.
Since you said Franklin in the square, shout out to Gray's. That place is awesome.
It is.
They did the first ever, what was it? It was the Elvis ETA. Elvis, that stands for Elvis Tribute Artists.
Oh, yeah. They did the Elvis Fest.
Yeah.
There at the Franklin. I know the guy that runs that really well.
And we were invited to the after party at Gray's, and it was awesome. I actually, as soon as I walked in there, I was like, oh, because I was looking for locations for the video, and we had already got the Omni downtown. And I was like, well, I wish I would have known about this place.
Yeah.
So, for the future.
We've tried to do it for some shoots. It's a little expensive.
Really?
More than you'd like.
Really?
But, so did you perform at the Elvis Fest?
Your dad? A couple of songs, yeah.
Nice. I was going to go, but it was actually the weekend to think of WrestleMania, so I was actually in Orlando.
Oh.
But I didn't see Tim. Came close to you.
At one point,
there was one point we were within 100 yards of each other.
Yeah, and Hulk Hogan
and
at the same time.
The fates align. That's the holy trinity of podcasting is Bart, not Bart Scott, it's Tim Tracker, me, and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. One day it'll happen, and it'll just be an hour long of all four of us just saying brother over and over again, just back and forth.
I'll just do Macho Man the whole time. Bart, you there still?
Sorry, Bart.
That sounded like a lot of things, but not Macho Man. Horrible news.
Oh, no.
But here's my thought. I have to go back to work, as always.
Right.
I think you guys should just keep going into a bonus episode. I don't know what the kids listening at home think, but because I hate to break this off. But
don't put that pressure on us.
Yeah. I have to catch a flight later.
Yeah, we got
and
stuff
I still,
to do. I got
to
eat.
Yeah.
Flight schmite.
I still have to get some hot chicken. I haven't had that happen yet.
Oh.
We can make it. Yeah. Logan says he knows the place. He always tells me.
Well, so. That place is far from here. So
right.
No, you always say not the touristy stuff. So
well, we tried to go to Prince's, but they're closed on Monday.
Yeah.
And so.
And that'll blow your face off.
Oh.
Also,
okay.
that's
maybe I don't want
like
that.
That is you can eat this much of mild, and I felt burning in the back of my head.
Oh.
Not if you're gonna fly, you don't want.
No. More no.
I can eat a habanero pepper, so I think I'm pretty good.
I don't know.
That's not that hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Habanero pepper?
Yeah. I've eaten
a hot chicken is
a habanero pepper?
A habanero pepper?
Sorry, man.
Andy.
That's exactly what it is, man. Golly.
I had for a while I was eating Butch T scorpions. Like Butch T scorpion peppers.
Okay, I'm about to say you're just eating.
I'm just eating scorpions. I was eating live scorpions.
People have wondered how Tim has had 200,000 subscribers.
No.
It's because he eats scorpions.
I eat scorpions.
Go make sure you watch the videos.
That's William Lee Golden.
Oh, okay, we saw his house too. William Lee Golden.
From the Oak Ridge Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why that came up after the book. Scorpion pepper.
Sorry, man.
We could probably got him in here.
He was looking at it. He was looking at his phone. It was just...
So I'm trying to find something. Y'all mentioned Hulk Hogan.
Elvira.
And there's a picture of him and Dad. And
where
Hulk
did Elvira
Hogan's
come
like
from?
Huge.
Elvira was the different Elvira.
Song.
That's Oak Ridge Boy's biggest head.
Okay.
Different Elvira. Is this the Elvira?
Giddy up, boom, bop, boom, bop, a mow, mow.
Well, that was fun.
I think that's the. You wanted us to sing. That's the way. That's how it is.
Oh,
we wanted to sing. I just did the bass. And,
All right, Bart.
All right.
Bart, we love you.
I would have joined in, except I'm actually sitting in my office and these walls are thin.
Oh, hey,
you could have done the really high part.
I know.
The party.
That's true. I only do the deep part anyway. Well, yeah, I'm going to have to wrap it up here, guys.
Bart, all right. Go eat some Giordano's for me. Is it Giordano's or Giordano's?
Giordano's.
Okay.
No, that's one of them.
I'm a Baldotti's man good. Myself.
And I'm terrible and you're going to hate me for the rest of your life. I like Uno.
Uno's fine. Uno's good.
Really? Yeah.
Pizzeria Uno's all right. The only one I don't really like is Gino's East. It's overrated. It got famous because you could write your name on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, so you'd walk in and there'd be writing everywhere. They're writing on tables, floors, whatever. And then, of course, it started getting a little bit out of hand. So now you can't. There's signs everywhere. Do not write anything on the walls. But the pizza's not even that good. But, yeah, Uno's good. And they're one of the originals. Lou Malnati's is great.
Lou Malnati's is my favorite. You can get those shipped to you, which is nice.
We went to Tootsie's, and they have writing all over the walls, too.
They do.
Yeah.
Did you have to wait to get into Tootsie's? Was it a quick
no,
time?
But the security guards were giving us the side eye the whole time. And I don't know why.
That's
He's massive.
Where is that? Okay, this is the worst radio ever.
Yeah, but so we're talking, he's showing us your picture dad, of his dad with Hulk which, Hogan.
And it's not like I have a picture with Hulk Hogan, so does my dad, weirdly. But it's like now Hulk Hogan, not awesome 91 Hulk Hogan, which is like Pasta Mania. It's awesome.
Yeah, and dad, you know, he's really not that short. So like...
Yeah, Hogan's a big dude.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that's how I feel when I'm with both of you.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Which is like...
Tyler's 6'5".
In every other instance, I'm like the tall guy here, and here, not today.
Yeah.
Not today. All right, that's why we didn't build the slide for you, sir. All right, but Bart, you got to leave. I know,
yeah,
wrap it up.
Sorry, Bart. Whatever pizza you eat, man, just think of me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Google this picture. It's fine. Well, Bart, I'm going to let you end this because it's usual and because I feel bad that, like... I hope you enjoyed your time listening.
I've had this has been wonderful. That's why I think you should do another one so I can listen to it. But
we're gonna do Andy Griffith's podcast.
Well, you need my dad's girlfriend for that one. She's seen every episode 100 times.
So is one of the lawyers here. He's obsessed with it. So that'd be the greatest podcast ever.
Yeah,
we should find. I'm afraid to start another topic here, but we should find out if any of those episodes are public domain because I've heard that back then a lot of shows they forgot to copyright properly. I've heard there's episodes of the Dick Van Dyke Show that are public domain now.
That's the rumor.
And I've always thought it'd be kind of fun to find out which ones they are and do something. But anyway, listen, I don't have time for this. Well, most slopes are a little slidey. Except
the slide here.
Yeah,
except the slide. That's what we learned. We learned today that the slide in Logan's office, well, if you're too tall, you might not slide at all. We learned that Logan is a killer of many celebrities.
Oh, God.
It's a shame.
Allegedly. Okay, there you go.
Tyler knew the Jimmy Dean sausage guy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Dean made sausage.
Sausage guy. This is Jimmy Dean.
He's made a sausage.
And you know when the song Rock On, and they say Jimmy Dean, that's Jimmy Dean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is it James Dean? Yeah. No, because he says James Dean. Is it both?
I always thought it was Jimmy Dean. Okay.
Let's leave it on a cliffhanger for next week. Was it James Dean or Jimmy Dean?
Ooh.
I don't know. But what I do know, and I think I speak for everyone listening, is that A, this has been a great episode having Tyler on. I think we should all give him a big round of applause. And B,
B-L-double-T.
Folks.
B-L-double-T.
That is pretty good. B-L-double-T.
That sounds good.
Stop me dead in my tracks, folks.
I've been holding that one.
He's going to copyright that too, folks.
Get on it
Not
now.
I understand you're holding something else, so I better go. Guys, we hope you enjoyed your lunch. Goodbye.
See you, Bart.
See you later, Bart.
All right, guys. Let's talk to you later. Good to meet you, Tyler. It was awesome.